This lunch you bought for us is so fancy. Little finger sandwiches, fresh raspberries.
Well, you're a very special lady who deserves very special treatment. I don't mind going the extra mile for you.
Whoa, Greg, heads up. Savitsky's on the warpath. Apparently someone stole the leftovers from the executive lunch.
All right, eat up, everybody. If you want seconds, they'll be under here.
How's it going, Warner? I need a favor. Oh, hi, Kim. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Now, whose kids are these?
They're mine.
Really? They look nothing like you. You know, you might want to do what I did and get a DNA test.
Say hi to Mr. Savitsky.
Hi.
Hi, Gucci Goo. Listen, I'm sorry to dump all this work on you these days, but I've got a clear time on my schedule to study the art world.
You doing a movie about a painter?
Oh, no, wouldn't sell. We couldn't do that unless the painter was a handsome young lunatic bent on killing naked models because they were the only thing more beautiful than his art. Say, where's the scratch pad?
So, why are you studying art?
Well, I'm up for a spot on the board of the L.A. County Museum of Art. Some of the most powerful people in the city are on that board, and I want in.
Well, you know, Mr. Savitsky, Kim was an art major in college. Maybe she could give you some pointers.
Oh, no. It's my problem. I don't want to bother you guys.
No, I'd be glad to help. The only thing I ever managed to do with my art degree was piss off my parents.
Well, you know, I wouldn't mind a few catchphrases to help me try and sound smart.
Well, the de Kooning exhibit is coming this month. I could give you a crash course on that.
And what kind of art is that? Is that the good stuff where you can tell what it is, or that weird crap?
You've got two in your beach house.
Oh, that weird crap. My ex-wife bought those. You know, at first, I think she spent my money just because it was fun. But down the stretch, I think she was just cranking it up my wazoo.
Well, de Kooning was of the New York school with Pollock and Jasper Johns. If you want to know more about it, there's a great book by Ed Bates.
Bates, I'll get it. Well, I've got to run. You've been quite a help. Thanks, Kim.
You're very welcome.
Well, bye, Warner. Bye, kids. You know, you don't even have to draw blood. Just get a couple of hair samples off of their brush. Warner, you know that old joke, take my wife, please?
Yeah.
Well, I need to take your wife, please.
Excuse me?
Well, look, she's really into art, right?
Yeah, she loves it. She's got our kids into it, too. Look at what they made me for Father's Day.
World's greatest dud.
Yeah, well, that's supposed to say, Dad, the top of the A came off in the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. You should see the little cute plate they made me with their footprints on it. Of course, after that came out of the dishwasher.
Warner, I'm sure this kind of story keeps everyone spellbound down at the Gymboree, but I'm a busy man.
Of course you are, sir.
Listen, they're having a cocktail party for the museum trustees on Saturday afternoon. I wonder if Kim could go with me, you know, kind of coach me through the thing?
Well, yeah, I'm sure she would be honored. And believe me, when it comes to art, Kim knows her stuff.
Great. That's another reason I'm glad my wife left me. Now I can go to this party with a woman who knows something about art and who won't flash her boobs at the valet.
Well, I'm sure that'd save you a lot of money and tips, sir.
I don't know. Those boobs cost me $6,000. It's probably a wash.
What's this picture?
That's when Dominic was two and we took him to the pumpkin patch.
It was back when you were dead.
Dominic? He means it was before you were born.
Hey, Dominic's wearing my shirt.
Oh, actually, that was his shirt first.
Because you were dead.
Dominic!
Hey, that's my red jacket and my baseball shirt. Why is he always wearing my clothes?
They're hand-me-downs, Logan.
Yeah, they were his clothes first. You understand?
Yeah. Hey, Dominic's wearing my shoes.
Okay, you know what? Why don't you two go out back and play? Poor kid. Stuck with his brother's clothes and his father's brains.
Hey, Kim, how would you like to get all dressed up and go to a cocktail party Saturday afternoon?
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's at the Museum of Art with Mr. Savitsky.
Well, I guess I can manage 5 minutes of small talk with whatever sexy little trollop he's got on his arm.
Well, you don't have to, Kim, because that sexy little trollop's you.
What?
Yeah, he said he didn't have anyone to go with, and he knew you'd make a good impression on the trustees, so I said I'd hook him up.
Hook him up?
Yeah, you know, a date, an escort. You. What's the matter?
Well, she's probably wondering when you stopped being her husband and started being her pimp.
come on. I just arranged for him to spend some time with Kim because she has special talents which he needs and which will help me out financially in the long run. You calling that a pimp?
Greg, she's not calling that a pimp. The dictionary calls that a pimp.
Hey, listen, if you got any old women on your client list, I'm available. Okay? And my only rule is I don't kiss on the mouth.
It's true.
There's nothing wrong with using your wife's talents to help your career.
It's just a little weird.
Kim, we're supposed to be a team here. You could really help me score some points with Savitsky on this.
Well, I guess it would be a chance for me to mingle with the real who's who in the art world.
There you go, yeah.
I'd get a chance to see the retrospective the museum's doing on David Hockney.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, wait a minute. Is David Hockney going to be at this thing?
Yes, yes, yes.
Really? Are you sure?
I don't know, but... but I know where he won't be, in our living room.
All right, I'll go.
Well, thank you. And if there's anything I can do for you, let me know. Like, if you ever need me to go out with one of the mommies in your baby group.
Oh. You mean the divorced blonde with the tattoos you're always staring at?
Well, I was thinking more of the brunette with the low-cut pants whose husband's always out of town, but that one will do, too.
Ow! Take it easy, Greg. Rolling lint, not paving a road.
This is a big event, Kim. You can't be on Savitsky's arm looking like the business end of a dust mop.
Hello, come in.
Nice to see you. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this. And what a lovely dress.
Oh, that old thing is just something we threw on, but thank you. Go ahead, talk to the man. She's a little shy at first, but she'll warm up.
Look, I really do appreciate your help. I know this must all seem very odd.
Well, yes, a little. But hey, odd can be good. Ones, threes, and fives are odd, and where would we be without them? I'll warm up in a minute.
Come on, Logan, we're going out to dinner. I told you to put on your blue button-down shirt.
I'm not wearing it. It used to be Dominic.
Well, you know what? It's yours now. Now, come on, Logan, will you stop wasting time? We're going to a hometown buffet, and every minute we waste here is another chicken fried steak shoved into an old woman's purse.
I'm not wearing any of Dominic's clothes.
You're already wearing Dominic's clothes. That used to be his shirt, those used to be his shorts. All your clothes used to be Dominic's. Now, go get dressed.
Hurry up, okay? If we don't get there soon, the potato bar is going to be out of fixings.
Well, at least you get a potato.
I don't eat the potatoes, I just eat the fixings.
Hey, how'd it go?
You're not going to believe what happened.
Don't tell me. You forgot to get the money up front.
Uh-oh, Greggy Bear's not going to be happy.
Shut up. It was amazing. We got a private tour with the artists. I met my favorite pop artist, Ed Ruscha, and we discussed surrealism. He even drew a sketch on my napkin. Look.
Wow. What is it?
It's another napkin. Isn't that so surreal?
Yeah, surreal. But what about Savitsky? Did you have a good time?
Oh, it was great. I whispered all the information into his ear, and he got to walk around with his chest puffed out like he knew everything.
Kind of like you do for Greg when you go to the Home Depot.
Yeah.
Morgan, what are you doing?
I'm not wearing any of Dominic's old clothes. I don't want Dominic's stuff.
Oh, wait a minute. So now you're being picky? The last three mornings, I had to make you spit out Dominic's old gum.
Sweetie, there's nothing wrong with wearing hand-me-downs, okay? Now go get dressed.
No, I want my own clothes.
Logan!
Okay, Christine, listen. Logan, okay? If you don't get changed right now, you're going to go to the restaurant in your underwear, and people will point at you, stare at you, and laugh.
Let's go!
Let's go!
So Logan still wouldn't put on his clothes this morning?
Nope. Christine took him to the supermarket in his underwear. Yeah, she tried everything. Yeah, she even had him ride in the cart holding a frozen turkey on his lap.
And he still wouldn't budge?
No. He just hung right onto that turkey. By the time they got to the checkout, it was stuck to him. They had to run him on the hot water to get it off him. Kid's a nut.
He's a stubborn little fellow, isn't he?
Yeah, well, it can't last forever. He's a Hughes. Sooner or later, he's going to want to start scratching himself in public, and he'll learn that to do that, you need something with pockets.
Hey, Craig, check it out. There's a picture of Savisky in Variety, and he's with a hooker.
Stuart, that's my wife.
Huh. Well, it must be awkward. I didn't know you guys split up.
No, I loaned her to Savitsky for the night. I mean, this was my idea.
Oh. Hey, can I get her for the night?
Get out. Look at that. They're in Variety together.
Well, so what? You knew they were going out.
I know, but having to look at it makes it kind of creepy. I mean, look how happy she is. I don't think I like seeing her that happy standing next to another guy.
You're jealous. Greg, for a pimp, that's very unprofessional.
Jimmy, I'm not jealous. I just didn't think this out carefully. I mean, look at the caption. Savitsky and Dave get cozy.
Don't worry about it, okay? You scored points with Savitsky, now it's over.
Pretty great picture, huh?
Yeah, I saw that. I put it someplace special.
Listen, I hate to ask another favor, but I kind of need to borrow Kim again.
Again?
I know it's late notice, but they're having a fundraising luncheon on Tuesday.
Oh, a luncheon? No, she takes care of the kids during the day. There's no way she could do that, sorry.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You work from home that day, and Kim can come with me. Everybody's happy. Win, win, win.
Okay. Win, win, win. That's just great. Did you hear that? They're going on another date.
Dude, did you see the picture of Savitsky and the hooker?
Daddy, it's okay, please.
Fine, do whatever. Stay away from fire.
What's up, man?
Kim's still not back. That's what's up. How could lunch at the museum go to 5:30?
Well, I'm sure there's a reason. Maybe she got her head stuck in one of the string art sculptures. It happens.
Yeah, right.
No, really. It happens.
The artist was there, too. I'll never forget his weeping as they cut me loose.
What the hell is taking them so long?
Greg's jealous.
I'm not jealous. I just feel taken advantage of. Here my boss is traipsing all over town with my wife while I'm here stuck with the kids.
Well, I think you're screwed. You know, you're the one that pushed her into this.
I'm not screwed. I'm just going to tell her she doesn't have to do it anymore. You know, I mean, I'm sure she's just as unhappy as I am. She agreed to one cocktail party, and now there's all-day luncheons. I mean, he's taking her away from her kids. She'll just be happy that I'm letting her off the hook.
Greg, you're not going to believe what happened today. George and I were talking to the curator of the children's wing, and he asked us to chair the acquisitions committee.
Acquisitions committee? Wow, look at you. I asked you to do one little thing, and here you go above and beyond your call of duty. You are the perfect wife.
Thank you.
No, thank you. And I want you to know I appreciate it, but you don't have to do it anymore for me. That's enough.
Well, that's the best part, Greg. I have a degree in art, and for the first time in years, I'll be able to use it. So I'm not doing this for you anymore. I'm doing it for me.
Oh, that is great. Good for you, honey. Good for you.
It's true what they say, Greg. Pimping ain't easy.
Here he comes.
Boogity, boogity.
There he goes.
Boogity, boogity.
Goyim. Hey, little buddy. Where's your pants?
I don't have any.
He has pants.
Yeah, they're his brother's hand-me-downs. He won't wear them.
I can't just let a kid run around the street in his underwear. Someone's gonna go to jail.
Did you hear that, Logan? If you don't put some clothes on, you're gonna go to jail.
Actually, ma'am, I was talking to you.
You better buy me some clothes or you're going to jail.
Yeah, come on in, Warner.
Yeah, Mr. Savitsky, I just need to talk to you for a minute.
Hold on, I'm trading angry emails with Ron Howard. What's a rude word that rhymes with opie?
Mopey? Dopey?
I used them both. I'll just go with plain old opie. He acts like it doesn't bother him, but I can tell he's crying on the inside. So, Warner, what can I do for you?
Well, sir, I need to talk to you not so much as an employee, but more man to man.
What, did you knock up Betty from accounting again?
What?
Oh, that was Bill Harris. Right, never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Savitsky, it's just this whole thing... between you and Kim. I mean, I thought it was going to be this one-time deal, but it keeps dragging on, and then again, there was that picture with you guys in Variety.
I get it, Warner. You're uncomfortable with me spending time with Kim.
Yes, yes, I am, sir.
That's perfectly understandable, and I respect that you came to me man to man. And as long as we're talking man to man, I've got something to tell you.
What's that?
I'm in love with your wife.
Come again?
I'm in love with your wife, Warner.
Well, sir, I said, well, what?
Look, I feel miserable about it. I mean, I never meant for it to happen. I like you, and I assume you like me, aside from the fact that I really, really want your wife. Excuse me. Hello? Yes, 1 minute. Look, I know this is a bad time, and I gotta take this call. Why don't you stop by at the end of the day? We'll hash this whole thing out. That's right, I said Opie. Now, what are you going to do about it, Dopey?
Savitsky's in love with Kim.
What?
Savitsky's in love with Kim. He just told me. He said he never meant for it to happen, but he's in love with my wife.
Man.
I've got to go put a stop to this.
What are you going to do? You going to go beat up Savitsky?
Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I'll kick his ass.
Greg, you can't do that.
Well, hell, I can. I know when he takes his nap. Maybe I can sneak in there and get a few shots in before he wakes
all
up.
Greg, you can't beat up your boss, okay? You got a career to think about. You got a family depending on you. Not to mention Kim and your kids.
Well, maybe you're right, but I can't just sit around here doing nothing.
Okay, what are you doing?
Well, I'm going to tell Kim.
Don't you think you're getting a little carried away? The man is twice your age. What do you think he's going to do about it?
They have pills, Jimmy. He could pop a Viagra and be chasing around the coffee table like a sexed-up unicorn. Kim, we really need to... Ah! What the hell is going on?
Greg.
Stay calm, Warner.
You know something? I realize I may lose my job for this, but let me tell you, if you don't respect me enough to stay away from my wife, then I don't want to work for you anyway. So it's go time, old man. I'm going to kick your ass.
Relax, Warner. Your wife is letting me down easy. It's over.
Oh. Well. Coffee?
George, listen to me. Stop making a fool out of yourself. You don't love me.
What makes you say that?
But look at your history. I'm probably the first woman you've gone out with, and God knows how long you can hold up her end of a conversation, right?
Right.
And you always go for bimbos, right?
Right.
But just because we can talk intelligently about things that interest us both doesn't mean this is love.
Wow, that's the best breakup speech of all time. I feel like I should give you half my stuff just for that. Well, I should probably go.
Don't forget, you need to go out there and find yourself a woman with brains you can really fall in love with.
I think I will. But first, I'm going to go home, put on a Tom Waits record, and drink until I faint.
I'm sorry about all this. I'm the one that pushed you into all this stuff.
You were going to fight for me.
Well, of course I was.
Yeah, but you would have lost your job.
Can always get another job. I could never replace you.
You'll never have to.
Warner, in light of what's happened, I think you should have this plane ticket. I had a local artist paint Kim's head on a classic nude. It'll be ready on Tuesday. You might need a pickup truck and a couple of people to help you carry it. Enjoy. Yeah, I'll be at the museum thing tonight. No, it'll just be me tonight. Just me.
You'd be here forever. another illusion I chose to create. You don't know what you got until it's gone, and I found out a little too late. Now being without you takes a lot of